Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called The Attention War: Culture as the Battlefield. Let's dive in. Every day, 4.95 billion people scroll past 2.5 quintillion bytes of content. Think about that for a moment. But here's the thing, only 1% breaks through. And it's not because of better graphics or catchier copy. The winners understand this fundamental truth. In the attention economy, culture is currency, and brands that decode cultural moments don't just get noticed, they get remembered, shared, and bought from. Here's what most brands get wrong. 73% of brands create content about their products, while only 27% create content about cultural moments their audience actually cares about. Cultural intelligence means monitoring what your audience discusses when your brand isn't in the room. You need to track trending topics, emerging slang, and social tensions within your target demographic, then create content that speaks their cultural language. This brings me to what I call the participation versus performance framework. Research shows brands that participate in culture see 3 times higher engagement rates than those that perform at culture. Here's the difference. Participation means adding value to existing cultural conversations. Performance means creating branded content that ignores cultural context entirely. Use the 80-20 rule, 80% cultural participation, 20% product promotion. Timing is everything. Launch campaigns during cultural peak moments, not just calendar events. Monitor social listening tools for conversation volume spikes around topics adjacent to your brand. Create content templates that can be rapidly deployed when cultural moments emerge. Remember this, speed to culture beats perfection in production. Let me give you a masterclass example. During the 2013 Super Bowl blackout, while other brands scrambled with legal approvals, Oreo's team recognized the cultural moment. Shared frustration was turning into shared humor. They posted a simple tweet within minutes: "You can still dunk in the dark." The result? 15,000 retweets, 20,000 likes, millions in earned media. Here's the key insight. They weren't selling cookies. They were participating in a cultural moment about making the best of unexpected situations. Here's your cultural intelligence audit. This week, spend 30 minutes daily monitoring what your audience talks about outside your industry. Identify 3 emerging cultural conversations where your brand could add authentic value. Create 1 piece of content that participates in culture first, promotes your product second. Brands that consistently show up in cultural moments build cultural equity, the compound interest of marketing. When attention is the battlefield, cultural relevance isn't just strategy, it's survival. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stay ahead of culture. Stay ahead of competitors. Cultural Intelligence Report.